Tell a nigga pull up, yeah. Pull up, we poppin' outside, yeah. I can switch flips like 4 or 5 times, like 2 or 3 sticks in my ride, yeah. Tell a nigga pull up, pull up, be ready to die. Don't make me mad if you love your life. If you do, I ain't wasting no time. Let's see how that the bootleg.
From Fresno's Elite Venue, MIA Nightclub, I'm your host, Matt Woods. This is my co-host, Dominique Love, and this is the Sip and Talk to Me show. We are excited to introduce a very special guest who has brought so much joy and laughter to so many people around the world. This comedian has become a YouTube sensation, influencer, mentor, and author of his well-loved book, Against All Odds. Please join us in welcoming Terrell Green. Yes, sir, man. Excited to have you. Thanks for coming on episode 2. It definitely means a lot to us. So you're from Fresno. You're the west side of Fresno, right? Okay. So how has that grew you as a comedian, being, living in Fresno and being part of the community? Like, what motivates you to want to be a comedian?
You know, the stuff I've been through, you know, comedian, you know, we go through the most. You know, my mom had an addiction. I was struggling, being poor, growing up with welfare. You know, you gotta, like, make good out of bad. So,
right.
You know, a lot of my friends were dying, going to jail. I just wanted the best. Like, I was playing sports, but when that didn't work out, I started making videos. You know.
Okay. Was it something that, like, someone motivated you to do it, or you just one day were like, you know what, let me just do a video? I mean, just post it and just see how viral it goes.
Like, what was your first video? Like, what was your thought?
In, like, 2014, it was a guy named King Batch. I seen his video. I'm gonna start making videos. Like, I was at my dad's house. My phone was off. I was on Wi-Fi. No money. And I was like, I just made a video. And it went viral, like, the next day.
Right.
Wait, let me take that back. I was making videos with my cousin, D-Love, and we was making them every day, and I was telling him, like, I seen the vision, like, bro, in 5 years from now, like, the social media comedians, we gonna be making a lot of money. It's gonna be big. I kept on doing it, and he kind of, like, stopped, but
okay.
I started making them in 2014.
Okay. I mean, you're doing it now, you know, so all that's working out.
Believing in yourself.
You gotta believe in yourself.
Yeah, sure. Got to.
So how was it growing up in West Fresno? What is West Fresno like for the viewers that's not from here?
Man, West Fresno is, I love it, really. Like, I still be, like, that's what made me stay still connected to Fresno. Like, I'm gonna help out kids who are less fortunate. But growing up in West Fresno, it builds character. I wouldn't be myself, I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for West Fresno.
Right. I mean, hey, that we always have them places where we want to, you know, that builds us up as, right, you know, individuals and make us who we are today, you know. Yeah, so
turkey drives, backpack giveaways. I'll be just trying to give back as much as I can.
Definitely. I mean, you have. I've been seeing you around doing your thing, giving back to the community, giving back to the city. And a lot of people don't see those type of things because it's not always out there. You know, people pick and choose what to, you know, put on social media, or what to post, and what to put on the news.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I always say
I try not to post that type of stuff, but they're like, oh, you just, why are you posting?
For likes and views.
Right. Was there any mentors that, you know, got you to where you are today?
It was people trying to keep me, keep me on the right path. Like, when I was playing sports, Paul Holly, who was the head football coach at Washington U right now, he used to be a good mentor for me. My brother William, he was a good mentor, but he was like, I didn't have a lot, but, like, playing sports,
mm-hmm,
my coaches were my mentors.
Okay.
They seen the potential, and, you know, it's easy to backslide and go to the streets. And
right, yeah.
Gang, but I guess they see potential.
Yeah.
So my mentors were my coaches.
Okay.
My next question, it kind of piggybacks off his question, was, who did you look up to during your journey as a comedian? Like, was it like Cedric the Entertainer? Was it like, who was it that, like, did it for you?
I'm Country Wayne. Like, still to this day, I look up to Country Wayne. We both started around the same time, but I seen how he was moving, and still to this day, I've copied one of his methods, like posting a video every other hour or every hour, and I've seen that improvement in my income and views and followers. So Country Wayne, he's real intelligent. I've been following him since I started in like 2014, seeing how he make his skits. And I don't copy it, but I like how he moves.
Right.
Like
business person. Right. That's cool. I mean, they're funny. Let me tell you that now. They're funny and they're getting traction, bro. They're getting traction. So we seen that, you know, you partnered with Malcolm Butler, former NFL player. With the football camp, how has that helped you grow? But also too, like, how was that experience?
Working with Malcolm?
Just overall, just like building the camp and the football team and stuff like that. How has that experience, like, how was it?
Just to be a leader, like Malcolm, he taught me how to, like, he talked to me every day and like to be a leader, and you know, it's about the kids, it's not about you, but it helped me become more of a leader for my community and for my youth football team. But I'm glad I met him. I actually met Malcolm through social media. He had wrote me on Facebook and was like, "Hey, give me a call." I'm like, "It's Malcolm Butler." So he called on me. I FaceTimed him. His son was on the phone. He was like, "My son like your videos." Ever since then, we've been tapped in, locked in. He got wisdom. He be giving me a whole bunch of words.
That's cool.
I mean, every now and then,
we always need people like that. You know, I mean, some people say those are my dreams to be able to have these type of people. You know, to be able to partner with them or to be.
If you pray for stuff like that, it happened. Like, I remember I used to pray to God to meet certain people. You know, along the journey I have. You speak certain stuff to the universe, it'll come to pass.
No, yeah, definitely. Because we've seen, you know, on social media, you've really been part of, you know, the social media life, like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, but also to more of YouTube that we see you, you know, evolving and making more of a difference. You know, we know that we've seen you be part of the culture. I mean, the culture's event, or is it a culture's event, or is the When you went to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. YouTube be having like little events that they invite certain creators to. Mm-hmm. So I've been to a few of those. And then Meta, which is Facebook, they invite me to their studio. Like,
okay. How's that experience? Like,
it's like a culture shock. Like, when I get there, I'm like, I'm not used to this.
Right.
Parties that I'm used to going to compared to that, like, it's fun.
Yeah.
But, like, I had to get used to it. I'm like, person here that's
right.
My kind.
Right.
Everybody else is like different.
Yeah.
What, have you ever wanted to go to Content Creator University or whatever it's called? What's the guy name?
No, that's for streamers. Like, I don't stream.
Yo.
I mean, if I get into it, like, it's cool, but like, really, I don't even like being on camera that long.
Wow.
Do you would that be a something that you'd be interested in as your career evolve?
Yeah. I just downloaded, what is it that they
stream?
I just downloaded Twitch not too long ago, and then all I gotta do is tell my followers, hey, follow me over here, and I start streaming, but I'm gonna take the stamp. Like, I'm still shy. Like, that's what stopped me. Like, I do reaction videos because I didn't like how my voice sound, and like, I'm really shy, but once I open up, that's where you get the funny guys from.
No, that's good.
Okay, so why haven't you left your community? And what, like most people who are successful, they usually say, you know what, I'm just going to move out my community and just start somewhere else. And then I'm going to come occasionally, or I'm going to come, or I'm going to never come back. What makes you stay here?
Just, I was thinking about leaving, but like once my mom just passed last year, and she on the west side, like I just like being, it feel like it's closer to her, like, going to the west side or whatever, but I am thinking about leaving pretty soon, but like I feel like I got some stuff to do before.
To get together?
Yeah.
No, yeah. So, about your book, Against All Odds, you know, you released it a couple years ago. You know, tell us a little bit more about this book. You know, it resonated with a lot of people in the community. What made you want to write this book in the first place?
Man, just the stuff I've been through and overcame, and like once I got to a point in life where I was able to write a book and tell my story to people, because a lot of people go through what I've been through, and I go through more. And it's the title says it all, Against All Odds.
Right.
Like Tupac says, on the road that grew from concrete, I feel like that.
Yeah.
Overcome, you know, my mom's addiction, to me having an addiction, to become a social media sensation. To, you know, it's just a good book overall because we all have a story to tell.
And right.
So I had got the millions of followers on social media. Mm-hmm. It was my time to tell my story. You know? It's crazy because in my book, I talk about my boy Marquise Sutton. I was with him when he died. And before, like a couple of days before he died, we was talking, you know, we was chilling. And we was talking about how we should write a book about our life because the stuff we've been through.
Right.
And he ended up dying, I think, the next day or whatever. So mm-hmm. that resonated with me too as well. Like, man, I got to write this book. That was before I blew up. So once I blew up, I'm like, it was just in me.
Yeah, no, because I've read a little bit of the book that I was able to, you know, it definitely touches people that usually resonated with them as, you know, as us living in Fresno, everyone knows how Fresno could get. Yeah. Everyone knows how, you know, how we live if, you know, if you're black.
Right, you right,
know,
right.
We know the struggle.
Right.
But trauma, and it definitely
that's big in my book too.
Trauma. Yeah, you know, trauma.
With trauma, a lot of kids growing up on the west side or the east side, any kids that's living in poverty got trauma for mm-hmm. sure. So,
yeah. What helped you overcome trauma?
Meditation, and then this making the videos, being a content creator. Like when I make my videos, it's like I go into a whole nother world. Like I'm happy. You know, when I'm editing them, I'm in a whole nother space.
Yeah.
But making people laugh, meditating, talking to God, that helped me.
Right.
Of course, you still go through it, like certain stuff trigger the PTSD.
Like, right.
You know, I hear a song or I think about somebody and then like put me back in the same place. So it's just bad. Just snapping out of it, you know.
Right. Now yeah. When it's time. So like that, you know.
It's hard, but.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you got good people around you, you know, I mean, they can always put you about that, you know, that situation and stuff like that. And, you know, with you being part of the community and the, you know, a lot of the mental health organizations out here for young people, how has, you know, that helped you grow and also to, you know, build with other young kids and that are going through or have went through the same thing you went through?
Man, I had partnered up with Cal Holt, and that was one of the biggest achievements in my career for mental health. It was during COVID year too.
Okay.
So I had made a little video and it was a commercial. We partnered with Nick Young, Miguel, a lot of other little famous people who goes through mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So what they did, they interviewed us and they shared our story through the platform and shared their stories. And a lot of people wrote me after that, like, I didn't know you was going through mental health issues. Right. Your videos helped me out. And so mental health, like that's another main reason why I make the videos, because I know how I feel to be in a dark place. Before I started making videos, I was once in a dark place. I seen one video, like, change my whole mood, and I'm like, let me try to make a video. So, yeah.
Have anyone, like, reached out to any young kids ever reached out to you? But, like, you know what, you kind of helped me. Even kids are in the community now on the west side of Fresno, or just if you, in general,
not,
like, has.
Not really, like, it's all, like, older people.
Okay.
Because a lot of kids don't open up like
that. Right,
like,
yeah.
Listen, you know how kids be. Like,
right, right, know. Right.
They need to.
Don't just look at you.
Yeah.
they all in it just.
They want the chains. And they want to talk about the chains, chains and the glamour. They don't talk about the rough side.
That's why a lot of kids turn to the streets and do certain stuff because that trauma is in them. They don't know how to express it.
Right. So, like, definitely.
Okay, and so, where do you see yourself in your comedy career? Like, where do you see their 40-year-old Terrell?
Man, I think about that every day. I really don't know. Like, I just feel like with my style of content, the reaction videos, I started it. I'm not trying to see comedy, but I really started it. So, like, I don't want to do this forever, but, like, I do want to, like, I want to be, like, retired from doing this and helping other kids out, like, because everybody wants to create content, so mm-hmm. I want to, like, have, like, a class or like, a classroom out here in Fresno where I can teach people how to, like, monetize their content and, you know, help the youth, the next generation, become successful in social media.
Create more of organization for the young people.
A lot of people ask me to this day, like, they don't know even know how to do it, and people be asking me, I'm like, I be want to tell people, but, you know, people in my camp, like, can't just tell people.
Yeah.
I'm a good person. I tell them because they might not have the same amount of followers I do. They might not, but who cares? It's enough. So,
not yet.
Money out for all of us.
Like, do we see you doing movies? Do we see you doing some you know, TV shows? Has there been any deals on the table that you could say that?
I would say a lot of people hit me every, like, in my Gmail, everybody want me to do stand-up. I'm like, no, I'm not even that type of comedian.
You seem real serious in real life.
But you're really funny.
With the cameras come on, like, I can act more than I can do stand-up. So
right.
I see myself in, like, some movie start off in, like, being like a short scene.
Yeah.
Diego Red, call him.
Yeah, I'm seeing Diego Red, man. I'm seeing me. I'm my boy Leslie on this movie.
Yeah, yeah. They doing
that thing. I feel like once I move to like Atlanta or wherever, LA, wherever I decide to move, that's when everything really starts opening.
Okay. And you do plan on being in movies and being on TV shows and stuff like that. Have you reached out to anybody?
No, that's the thing. I don't even got a manager. I just go with the flow.
Whoever reach out to you.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I don't want to reach out to anybody. I want to say I'm content, but like I'm not going to push the issue. Like I feel like if it's meant to happen, yeah.
Right.
But
do you want to, though? Are you open?
To what?
To doing the movie then?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, like, nowadays, movies, ain't nobody watching movies.
Yeah.
They're all on social media.
Yeah.
I want to say I want to feel like I'm good money-wise,
mm-hmm.
social media, but people, everybody in their phones now.
Yeah. Like, you're right.
I would.
Because I'll watch a short before I watch a movie.
Yeah. That's why the movie box is so
low. Yeah.
Nobody watching movies.
So, you know, we are meeting Terrell Green. When will Uncle Earl come?
Just hit him up.
Well, he just got robbed, though.
Not before his shoes, isn't it? That's crazy.
You know, yeah, see no Earl. You know,
Earl,
like
Earl is crazy.
Yeah, we gotta get Earl on the show, you know.
He's gonna trust us.
Earl different from me.
what made you want to like bring that character? Like
I did a skit. I was doing a skit where I was acting like what's his name? The Mike Turner.
Okay.
And then I just stuck with it. Like I still got the same wig that I've been using since 2020, I made a skit acting like I turned it and stuff with it. Like, man, I act like him too good. I'm gonna just make a character out of it.
You took care of that wig.
I mean, I've been jumping in the pools with it. I'm like, I don't know how this still is.
Your boss is bobbing.
That's the funniest. Everybody said that's the funniest part when he moved. Earl got his own fan base. That's crazy.
He got his own swag on everything.
Before me.
Do you like plan on like collabing with any other like creators or comedians?
Because
you know, like
Snoop Dogg posted Earl on his page like five times 2 months ago. So I'm gonna reach out to him.
Right.
And get, like a skit with Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Like,
yeah. That'd be dope.
Super dope. Okay, so my final question for you is, how has your life changed since gaining the fame, the popularity?
Changed a lot. Like I said, I was living on Section 8 with my girlfriend, poor, well, broke. She used to take care of me, really. So like now that things changed, like I pay all the bills, I take care of my family, and it changed a lot. Like when I go places, people notice me, so.
See, ladies, you
gotta
stay
down
for the
coming.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. Sure. Like, your man ain't got no money and you over here owning, like, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Yeah.
He got a dream. Let him dream, man.
Right.
Because there been times where I felt like, you know, my girl was like, well, maybe you should get a job. When I did try to work, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially when you have a dream and you have a passion.
Yeah.
Working is like, it's always in you, so you like you just can't never want to work. Like you want to go just to get the money to pay the bills, but it's like I gotta go to work this today. Damn,
I'm
you gotta do this.
My job today. Right.
Yeah, that's why you need. If you develop a fan base on social media, you don't even need to work. Like
right, no, yeah. Especially how social media is today, how it's becoming way more better to just get seen and get heard and.
Right.
You know, you get views so fast now, and it's like
competitive though.
It is competitive, yeah. It's competitive. Everyone wants to do it. Everyone wants to be a streamer. Everyone wants to be a YouTuber. Everyone wants to but it's not for everybody. And once everybody starts to get that point, they're like, I don't want to do it no more. You know what I mean? Because it gets to that point, you know what I mean?
It's like how everybody wanted to be a rapper or
It's the same. It sure is, because it's still the same way in Fresno. Everyone wants to be a rapper.
See how much money Kai Cenat making.
Right. Making money.
I want to go to his house song. Yeah.
Huh? Everybody ain't making that type of
money. Yeah, nah. They ain't definitely making that type of money. You know, if you could give one piece of advice to, you know, young people pursuing, you know, their dreams, what would it be?
Just keep on dreaming, man. Write it down. Look at it every day. Get a vision board. What I did, I got a vision board. I used to print out pictures and look at it every day. I used to tell myself I was going to have it. And, man, my vision board I created in 2019, I still got it in my house. I got everything on there, even my son. Like, I put a baby boy on there. I put a GLE. I put a house. And I got all of it because I used to look at it every day and tell myself, or I visualize myself having it.
Yeah.
You got to be consistent on your journey. Whatever you're doing, be consistent. Believe in yourself. Don't ever doubt yourself. Even if somebody like, oh, you can't do that. Don't even listen to them. You gotta tell yourself.
Have your son been your biggest motivator? Motivator, yeah, sure. As, you know, you're doing this on YouTube.
Yeah, he's my weakness.
Right,
my son is my weakness.
Yeah,
he a character too, but he like playing sports. Like,
okay,
he got his own Instagram and YouTube. And
well, this is
cheering him for success.
Yeah. He a Raider fan. He'd be like, Raiders. And I took him to a Raider game.
Funny. That's good. No, that's cool. You know, we are excited. We actually are happy to, like I said, have you. And to you know, talk about your book, talk about, you know, you and the impact you are making in the city. Is there anything that you have coming up in the city that you would like to let everybody know that is coming up? Like, we know that you got a football team coming, a football team, you know, also to an annual one. You know, would it be during every summer, or is it?
Yeah, the football camp will be every summer.
Okay.
Last year we bought Malcolm Butler. This next year I already got an NFL player coming through. He already told me he was coming. I don't know if I'm going
to. Can we say it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you're doing what?
I'll be looking at them like, ooh.
Okay.
You know, he might back out and I might.
Right. We'll just wait for the surprise
when it's
time.
Yeah, but make sure y'all come this year. Last year, it was turning out. I'm going to make it free this year, and I'm just going to donate money to that athlete's charity. So the kids will be free this year. Last year, I made a mistake by charging, but at the end, I stopped charging.
So, right.
Once I did that, the whole time, like, man, I should never charge the kids.
Yeah.
I had to get Malcolm out here.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. Is there anything else that, you know, you would like to, you know, everyone to know that what you do got going on besides the football camp and anything else as in a community-wise?
I'm just busy with the football team.
Okay.
Football season, I'll be so busy with
the team. Right. How is the football team? I know how many kids you have on the team.
Over 100. Like we got six from ages 6 to 14.
Oh, okay.
So it's one group is AU, so it's 6 and 8 year olds, and then 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13, 14. Mm. So is that like 14? So
you got a big team.
Yeah, like the kids can't make the payments or whatever. I help them out.
Right.
How does the kid sign up?
They sign up on centralvalleyeagles.com, or you could just email or go to the team page on Facebook and write us. But right now, this is the last week to sign up. I'm ready for the season to be over, so I can feel the same.
And where can we find your book?
It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon, or you can hit me directly if you want to sign copies. But really, man, I haven't really been promoting my book for over like 2 years. I'm thinking about writing another one. So, you know, everything that happened in that book changed. Like, my mom passed, my twin brothers, like, we found them. I don't know, man, I haven't read this book so much.
Yeah.
I had some brothers that was in foster homes that we ended up finding. Mm-hmm. I think I talked about this.
Yeah, you did.
A lot of that changed. Mm-hmm. And I'm more successful than I was when I wrote the book, too. Right. So, might do a part two.
Did this book really, you know, made you to, you know, want to better, you know, your own family?
Yeah.
This motivates you to, you know?
Be closer, like, with my siblings, my sisters, and my brothers, because, like, we all we got.
Yeah.
Now that my mom is gone, like, it really, like,
right. Closer. Yeah, because, you know, I did read it, and you did state that, you know, you never experienced the love from your mom that you really wanted from her and stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure that motivated you to when you had your own kid that you want to love that, you know, that kid as much as how you want to love her. So, you know, that's the best thing, you know. And
I see my mom and my dad when I look at my son, so
right.
That's why he's so much my weakness.
Right. No, yeah.
My mom, she loved me, but like, you know, when someone battling an addiction,
yeah,
like, it's hard. Mm-hmm.
Not right.
To give their full potential, yeah. Well, Terrell, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you for coming and sharing your story.
Peace for y'all too.
Oh yes, sir. I've been waiting to read this book fully.
I got it.
But we also want to give a big thank you to MIA Nightclub.